The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, let's go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's August 22nd. Looking over there at Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. Hey, Rose.
Hey, hey.
How the heck are you?
I'm really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got some good news this week. The CDC quietly dropped the mandatory 14-day quarantine after travel.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who were rule followers and were watching that. That helps.
Could you find these people?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have them all over the place. And so they're just waiting. They're just the pent-up demand we believe is going to be insane once this is we're on the other side.
Right.
Like to say.
Well, as you know, Monday through Friday, I'm looking at marketing content all the time for the business world. And there is so much pent-up demand for travel. I mean, everybody's looking at, you know, casinos and airlines and travel locations, and this Airbnb IPO could be pretty big. So I just get the general sense that people are just itching to go somewhere. Now, everybody's doing short distance trips now. Journal Sentinel just this morning had a big thing about Minocqua. You know, just they're seeing license plates
record
from everywhere.
Numbers.
This one woman interviewed in Minocqua, she says, "I saw a license plate from Hawaii. I don't know how that works." You know.
Not sure.
So, but they're seeing everywhere. So people are doing short domestic travel, but sooner or later we got to get out of here. Sooner or later, there's going to be that vaccine, or there's going to be enough confidence that we can go out and we can do stuff. And that's when it's going to break loose.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, one segment, this is why I'm so proud to work at Fox World Travel, where we are a very diversified company. One of our divisions within the vacation department is our destination wedding department. And that particular department is doing rather well during the pandemic.
Really?
Yes. Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's because if you were going to have some big blowout 300, 400 person wedding that got put on hold for June and then you try to reschedule it and now you're not feeling that good about it again, maybe you just get out of Dodge and do it that way.
Okay, so yeah, my son had to have a COVID wedding and right. It was small, and so destination wedding could be perfect to be small.
Yeah, so.
So you're not at some barn, you're in Jamaica.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So we do have a guest with me today who can talk all things destination weddings.
Andrea Pratarelli, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
That's your beat, huh?
It's one of my beats. I'm a dual role holder at Fox World Travel. I'm the manager of our Sheboygan office, but I recently stepped in as the manager of our weddings department as well.
So you've got history with that. You've done that before, right?
I did, yeah. We kind of allowed for a while any of our vacation consultants to plan weddings if they felt comfortable with that. But I think it was in 2014, we really knew that we needed somebody or a team that could really just focus on that, and they could be kind of that main point person for our wedding couples. So I helped spearhead the start of that department in 2014, worked there for a couple years, then took on the role back in our Sheboygan office. But then the opportunity opened up in January for me to step into that role as well. And because I had that experience, it was kind of a perfect fit.
Well, you need somebody with experience because there's so many details that people don't think about. And then when you're operating at a distance, right, if you forget certain things, you could forget the music or whatever, the delivery of the cake, if there is one.
Right.
Know, all that stuff.
And sometimes there's things that you don't even think about, you know, from the very beginning, like the communication barrier. Sometimes when you're dealing with hotels in international destination, Mexico, for example, sometimes there can be a little bit of communication barriers in emails or phone calls that you're having with the on-site wedding coordinator. So we can kind of help step in with that. But yeah, there's a lot of things to think about. It really is a much more laid back, stress free way to go, which we can talk about a little bit later. But we are there to kind of help with all of the travel arrangements and all of the travel plans. So your guests really can have a very smooth experience from start to finish.
The venues that you deal with, do they have wedding teams there?
Most of them do. Yeah. Okay. Most destinations that we deal with have you're staying at the hotel and then you're getting married right on site.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, but in most cases, and they usually do have on-site weddings teams. It can be 2 people, it can be 12 people, depending on how big this resort might be. So you're typically dealing with them, but sometimes, again, depending on what you need from us, we can be that point person as well if you kind of want to take a step back from all of that.
Well, it must be kind of nice if you've done one wedding with one venue and it went well, that you can go back and do it again.
Yes.
They've got that system.
Yeah, we know which hotels kind of work a little bit better or cater to the weddings market or romance market a little bit more than others.
Yeah.
We know which weddings coordinators don't get back to us in a timely manner, which ones get back to us very quickly. So that all plays into our recommendation for where, which resort, which destination, and kind of how we proceed with that.
Yeah. So somebody wants to go to Jamaica and they want to combine the beach with the wedding.
Yep.
There would be 5 that you'd recommend and there'd be 3 that you wouldn't, right?
Right. And yeah. There might be a hotel that has the most amazing beach ever, but maybe they don't have any venues right on the beach to get married. Maybe they only have a cliff, and in your mind you're thinking you need toes in the sand,
yeah,
water background. So we can definitely, again, give our recommendations based on our knowledge of that.
And you don't want a volleyball game going next to your ceremony.
100% correct.
All that stuff. All right. So we've got you today. That's great. Rose is here as well. Let's talk travel. What kind of questions, what kind of obstacles or what kind of challenges are you dealing with, or where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Give us a buzz. Hackett & Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That number, 855-616-1620. We'll be back on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Pretty nice. 76 degrees at WTMJ. Partly cloudy today. It'll hit 86. Tonight's going to be cloudy. Isolated showers. Overnight 67. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered rain, afternoon thunder showers, and 86, again, 77 degrees at WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show. Rose, you water your lawn?
I do not. Andrea? I let Mother Nature take its course. It's not that burnt up yet. I have 2 gigantic trees in my front yard that provide shade to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So my front yard is not burnt up. My backyard is a little more burnt up, but yeah, not okay. Doing that.
All right, let's go to Caledonia. Hey, Jill, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Rose, I have a question for you. We had a Rhine River cruise trip planned for this fall, and we canceled at the beginning of May. I'm wondering if you have had any problems with getting refunds for clients going through Uniworld.
Well, Uniworld is... Did you ask for a refund, or did you just ask for a letter of credit?
No, we asked for a refund.
Okay, so the travel corporation, TravCorp, which is the parent company of Uniworld, has been very in favor of giving letters of credit and future cruise credits. Those have come back very, very quickly. The refunds are taking anywhere from 90 to 120 business days.
Okay.
So May, June, July, August. Yeah. And business days, meaning you've got to don't count the weekends.
I put her on hold because she was listening to 2 things at once.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess I would follow up just to make sure that they are very aware of the fact that you're asking for a refund, not a future cruise credit, or as we call them, LOCs or FTCs or whatever they're calling them in that department, because some of those companies owned by TravCorp are quick to give you the letter of credit, but you may have to go back and say no, I want money. So,
but do you get better credit sometimes?
Well, they're giving up.
Weren't they incentivizing?
I mean, big time. Yeah. Yeah, they're giving you additional. It's the major cruise lines, the big cruise ocean liners, are giving you 125%. They're giving you 2 years to use it. They're giving you peace of mind booking compensation, which means if you decide to change at the last minute, there are no penalties. There's shipboard credits. There's just all kinds of things happening. But the cruise industry itself, via CLIA, Cruise Lines International Association, to which we belong, tells us bookings for 2021 are 600% up. 600%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're itchy. We want to get going. All right. Give us a buzz. You want to talk about travel? Andrea Pratarelli is here, and she is a wedding a destination wedding specialist. So she's got that down, years of experience with that. So if you want to do something like that, there's details that don't go unnoticed when you work with a travel pro I almost said Annex Wealth Management, but no, we don't do that. I'm looking right at you, and there's a big sign behind you, Andrew, Fox World Travel. So, and you've got, so if anybody calls that main number and says, listen, we want to do a destination wedding, you can route them to the right person that would be able to do it the particular region. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And otherwise, if you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, there is kind of like a microsite specifically for destination weddings, which will highlight the specialists that we have. You can send an online inquiry that way as well, and they can reach out. There is a dedicated phone number listed on that page as well. But yeah, even the general 866 Go Fox Go number, if you just mention to anybody that you're looking for a wedding, they can route you to that department as well.
I would think in this age of great technology that people can even participate via Zoom now or something like that.
Absolutely. Yep. We are just about to launch virtual consultations. So if somebody feels more comfortable doing that instead of, you know, once our offices open back up, if you are near an office, we used to, you know, have our wedding specialist go meet you there. But I know a lot of people will be more comfortable having that, you know, home virtual meeting, which we will definitely be able to offer shortly.
I guess what I meant is that you can watch the wedding in Jamaica.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of the hotels for a long time have actually been doing that where they have live webcams.
Yeah.
And family back at home can watch the whole event as well. So there are some hotels that are offering.
You've seen
that
commercial where everybody is like, they just have the pictures. That, yep. You know, all the guests, it's like their phones or something
yes.
like that. Yeah. All right. Great. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We will be back, but you can use it at 855-616-1620 WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 at WTMJ, 77 degrees. This is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is here. Andrea Pratarelli is here. She specializes in destination weddings. Got any questions about that? Give us a buzz. My name is Danny Clayton. Join us on the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. We need a book club update.
Okay, so the book club is happening Tuesday night. This is going to be so much fun. Under the resources tab, Andrea referenced foxworldtravel.com. If you hit vacations, you're going to find the destination weddings team. If you hit resources, you will find the Fox World Travel Book Club. And this is Heather Lendy, who wrote the book we're going to be discussing, which is If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name. I am telling you this, folks. If you have not yet had time to read the book, or you won't even have time to get the book by Tuesday, sign up anyway. The club meeting, which is going to last an hour, is going to be so much fun. Heather's going to join us.
That's pretty cool.
We're going to talk about Haines and what it's like to live in Haines. This book is a collection of short stories and columns that she's written. She is on NPR. A couple of weeks ago, I caught her on C-SPAN because her new book, which is called...
What are you doing over on C-SPAN?
Colleen, my friend, texted me and said, okay, hey, Heather's on C-SPAN. Well, she was an assembly person, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And so she wrote a new book called Of Ballots and Bears. And I've ordered that book as well. But if you just want to sit back and listen to an hour of Alaskan Tales, that's going to be happening at 6 o'clock on the 25th, 6 o'clock Central Time. Register. You'll get a link to our go-to meeting or Zoom meeting or whatever the marketing team sets up for us, and you can participate, or you can sit back and have a glass of wine and listen.
Have you been in book clubs before?
I've been in book clubs in person. I've never done a virtual.
From what I understand, not everybody's always reading the book.
No, it's really more about getting together. See, if the book had a plot, that you could get into the twists and turns of the plot and all that kind of thing. This is a collection of short stories about life in Haines, so it's a whole different thing. Andrea, ever do a wedding in Alaska?
Actually, we just had one in July.
Oh,
Donna.
I thought I was going to stump you.
No, Donna Crump is one of our wedding specialists, and she actually had one in, where's the Windsong Lodge?
Oh, Seward.
In Seward. It was in Seward. And they did have to do a little twisting and tweaking a little bit just because there were some restrictions in terms of the dancing and how many people you could have, but they found slightly other different venues, and they did, I believe they had to provide COVID tests when they arrived, but we worked with them. There was a lot of, like I said, hoops kind of to jump through at the very end, but Donna was great, and they made it happen.
Well, and the details are important because, and somebody texted about this, you were this thing in Hawaii where they're having a beach wedding and some Karen turned them in because there were too many people there. Yeah, what happened? You know,
I don't know, but I read the article, or I saw the headline on it, and there are still restrictions. I mean, when you have
20 means 20,
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so if there were more than that on the beach, I could understand where somebody might get a little.
Well, and Hawaii just tightened up again.
They did.
They loosened up a little and regretted it and pushed, came back. And this is why you need a travel advisor for destination weddings, for sure, but for anything, because these things are literally changing on an hourly basis. I don't even want to say a daily basis. So as I said, can you imagine how excited I was when I saw in one of my travel publications, CDC quietly drops the recommendation for 14-day quarantine after travel. That's not something the news is going to broadcast, but we know it.
Well, and you need somebody that's going to be able to get you there in the best manner possible. Now, what did I read this last week about American Airlines? They're cutting back on many cities, a bunch of cities.
30 small cities.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, because they're small cities doesn't mean that those aren't places that people want to go to.
No, it just means you've got to be able to pivot. You've got to be able to figure out, all right, if I can't get to Knoxville, what's the closest city I can get to? What's it going to be like to rent a car? If I'm crossing a state line, what's that going to be like? Do I need a hotel reservation in advance, et cetera?
Yeah, it's so funny because people that are doing cross-country trips, there are places that you almost can't stop.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, we had a couple of weeks ago, well, you know, the week you weren't there when it was such a great show. We had somebody call that the snowbirds were finally going to come home from Arizona, and they stopped in New Mexico, and they wouldn't let them get a hotel room because they were coming from Arizona. So,
see the abuse I take?
Every week.
I was here. I can attest. It was a great show.
Stop it. When's Melissa Barclay back on the news? That's what I want to know.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yep, 9:35 at WTMJ. Akin and Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Give us a buzz. We can talk. Rose Gray is here. Andrea Pratarelli is here. One of her specialties is destination weddings. Here's a two-part question. Your favorite spots for destination weddings, like what always works well, what do people love? And then how about now? What are people doing now?
The big three destinations for us, COVID or not, typically is going to be Mexico in general, but more specifically the Caribbean side, which would be like the Cancun Riviera Maya side, Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. They just offer the most hotels to choose from. They offer the best pricing. They offer the most convenient flight options for most of the U.S., especially for the Midwest, which where a lot of our wedding couples are from. I would say right now, Mexico is probably going to be our go-to just because the travel restrictions to get there are pretty much next to nothing. You don't need to provide a COVID test upon arrival. You don't need to get one upon arrival. There's no quarantine rules. And they really are, they have the most beefed up safety protocols than anybody does right now. I mean, they really are going above and beyond to make sure that their employees, their staff at the resorts are taken care of, but that also that the guests who are there feel completely comfortable and that they know that they can travel there and feel safe and that everything is clean and sanitized and well taken care of.
How much time do you need to put one together?
You could probably throw something together in 6 months, but I would say the majority of our wedding couples are reaching out a year to a year and a half out.
Okay.
We are already seeing some leads coming in or some inquiries coming in for 2022. So sometimes they're pretty far out, which is fine. I mean, the earlier the planning, the better. There's more availability. We have more time to look at options and really narrow that down for when pricing does become available.
You also want to give your guests a big
absolutely.
Walk. I mean, a lot of people use this as a vacation. Hey, my granddaughter's getting married.
This is my yearly
Jamaica
trip. Yep.
In March. Why not go there for our vacation? So let's give them a long time.
And that's not even so much giving them the heads up and time to save up, but when we have bigger, larger groups, we are actually contracting or holding group space for on your behalf. We're putting deposits down. The space is guaranteed for a certain amount of time. And we do have to start giving back that space a few months before you get there. So if you're only looking at, you know, 3 to 4 months out, we might have only a couple weeks that we're able to hold that space and allow your guests to book into that space. So again, the longer you start planning this, the more time your guests have to research, save up, put those deposits down, and then get booked and feel good about everything.
What days of the week do they tend to have the ceremony?
Most destinations will have them 7 days a week. Some will not do Sundays, just because in the Dominican Republic, most of them will not do legal ceremonies on Sundays just because it's their religious holiday day. But in most cases, it's 7 days a week.
Say like you did one on a Friday. When would the guests arrive?
And we actually recommend Thursdays or Fridays. I feel like a lot of times when wedding couples come to us, they feel like they have to get married on a Saturday because that's the mindset here in the U.S.
I'm seeing more Fridays, though.
But you're on vacation, every day is a Saturday, so it doesn't matter what day of the week you get married. There's no price breaks. There's no differences. The only rule really is for the wedding couple. In most destinations, you have to arrive X amount of days prior to the ceremony.
Do you know about what I mean?
2 to 3 is usually.
Okay, so if the thing's on Friday, you'd want them on Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there. Okay.
So what works really well, though, if you have a Thursday or a Friday ceremony, is if you have some guests that want to make a long weekend of it and do like a Wednesday to a Sunday, they can make that happen and they don't have to turn around and leave the next morning after partying with you all night. That doesn't sound fun. If you have people that want to do a longer stay, they could do a Saturday to a Saturday or a Sunday to a Sunday and make a full week out of it. Like Rose said, make it their weekly yearly vacation.
Sure. But if it was less than a week for the guests, you can find the flights and put that together.
The guests can do whatever works best for them. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Andrea Pratorelli is here, a wedding specialist at foxworldtravel.com. Rose Gray is here as well. Academ Mortgage, talk and text line. To talk to them is 855-616-1620. We'll be back on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943, 78 degrees already. Partly cloudy today. It's going to hit 86. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers. Overnight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered rain and afternoon thunder showers with a high of 86. But again, they'll be scattered. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 89, 86, and 90. It's 78 degrees at WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here. Andrea Pratorelli as well, specializing in destination weddings. Rose, text question. Let me get to it here because we got a bunch. Bonnie from Mooseburg. Looking to go someplace in the second week of October within driving distance. We were thinking to the east, Smoky Mountains, something that would be beautiful that time of the year. Any recommendations?
Yeah, fall colors in the Smoky Mountains are going to be absolutely spectacular. We know we're spoiled here in the Midwest. You could go up north, if you will, and see some beautiful things, but why not venture out a little bit? Mid-October, absolutely great time to go. Gatlinburg has so much going on. Think Door County in the Smoky Mountains. That's what Gatlinburg is. So all of the fall festivals and all of the pumpkin spice, this, that, and the other thing, and the beer things and the winery things and the distillery things, all of that going on, but in the Smoky Mountains. So very, very doable and a very cool place to go.
Okay. Somebody asked about, you were mentioning CDC changes.
Yep. So what happened is this past Tuesday, without much fanfare, the CDC, which had previously been recommending that travelers quarantine for 14 days after they visited an overseas destination, aka Cancun, which is Cancun Riviera Maya, is the place that seems to be welcoming our guests, and we're helping them with a lot of that travel, or arriving in areas with a high number of confirmed corona cases, has lifted that. And what they're saying is that there no longer is a need. On their website, it says there really is no longer a need to do a mandatory 14-day quarantine anymore. They're just saying to follow the same protocols that you would follow on a daily basis, regardless of whether you had traveled or not. So the masks and the washing of the hands and all that kind of thing. So you may still have to quarantine per your employer, but the CDC is no longer recommending that you do that when you return.
Employers are getting a little bit more stringent on that.
They are.
Yeah.
But maybe they were taking it off of the CDC's recommendation, which may be no longer the case.
So hopefully they'll look at that and say, oh, the CDC is no longer recommending that, so we'll take that off as well.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Are you guys tracking the tropical storms? You see, there's two of them.
Sure, why not have a 2020 thing where that's never happened before, where two tropical storms are going to intersect?
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, one is named Marco, the other is named Laura. They're just tropical storms now. They don't know if they're going to form up into hurricanes, but it looks like they're definitely going to plow at least into the southern belly of the United States. Yeah, as Rose says, why not?
Sure. Yeah. Let's just get it all over in 2020 and then be done with it.
Why not? All right. Let's head to Greenfield. That's where Mary is. Good morning, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, Rose, I was wondering about taking a trip to the Badlands in Mount Rushmore, if you've heard it, things are pretty much open there.
Yep. I actually just was following two of my friends who did exactly that, got in a car and decided that's what they were going to do. This was 3 weeks ago. So again, as I've been saying all along, make sure that you plan out a route, stick to it, know which state you're going to be going through, look at all of those state recommendations, and then also look at the cities you plan on stopping in. But they had an absolute phenomenal time, had no problems. They were very prepared for some things not being open. They looked for as many restaurants that offered outdoor seating as possible and took advantage of that. They documented their breakfast experience at the various hotels at which they stayed, where they were offering breakfast, but pretty much were handing them a bag with an orange and a bagel and a bottle of water, which I'll take it. Okay. That's fine, that if you know what to expect. But they did not have a problem with admittance to any place that they tried to go. So it sounds to me like that's definitely doable. Just keep an eye on your states and make sure you monitor it. Not only prior to travel, but as you're traveling as well.
Well, and a little bit to the west of that, they put, what, 250,000 people into Sturgis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. That sounds like a really brilliant thing to do. But as I was looking at Smoky Mountains and some of the other ones, and then I was looking at the West National Parks, they're allowing more and more visitors in every day. So they really are making an effort to still monitor and do safety first, doing a limited amount of people. It's not just a free-for-all, but they are letting them in a responsible manner. So I don't think you're going to have a problem, quite frankly.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that. It's 9:48. We will take a break. We will be back. 855-616-1620. It's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:51 at WTMJ, 78 degrees. Fox World Travel Show's on the air. The website, foxworldtravel.com. Rose Gray is in studio, so is Andrea Pratarelli. Does a lot of wedding, destination weddings, but it's not just you. You got a whole team.
I do. We have an amazing team that I have the pleasure of working with. We have two destination wedding consultants, Donna and Tina. And again, we talked about this earlier, but if you do go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, under the vacations tab, there is a site just dedicated for the destination weddings team. They have a lot of experience. Tina had her own destination wedding in Mexico a few years ago, so she's very familiar with that area. Donna has done very unique destination. She's got one in St. Lucia coming up. We talked about the one in Alaska that she just had. And then something that is a little unique for Fox World Travel that we don't always find with some of our competitors would be that we have someone named Samantha, and she actually is our destination weddings operations coordinator. And it is her sole purpose to monitor all of the contracts that we have in place and to make sure that they're sound and secure, and that we're getting the best rates and the best promotions for our wedding couples and for our groups. She monitors all of the calendars that we have, helps with documents when we have to get those prepped for our travelers. So we really have a really well-rounded team, a whole group department that backs us up if we need help with that. So we have a lot of people who are there to support our wedding couples, all of their guests, and really, again, make sure that it's a very, very simple, stress-free process from start to finish.
Which is what you want.
Yeah, for a wedding, that's exactly what I wanted.
Who's usually stressing the most?
The bride always does. Yeah, definitely. There still is that. I think one of the bizarre kind of experience, I guess, with weddings is that The wedding coordinators at these resorts or at these destinations, they really don't even want to talk to you about the colors and the flowers and all of those smaller things until like 2 months before you get there. And again, if you have the mindset, if you've been a part of a wedding, a traditional wedding here back at home, some of these places you have to get deposits in a year plus out to make sure that these are locked in. Once you get your date secured at the resort, again, if that's a year out, they don't want to talk to you for months. So that's a little stressful to think that you should be doing something, but in the end, you're like, wow, that was really easy. I didn't have to do anything.
So it's more of a, we got this.
They do them, again, because they do weddings in most cases a couple times a day, 365 days a year. They know the vendors. They know when they have to order things. So they have it really down to a science. And again, once they want that communication with you, they'll give you all the necessary information that you need to really, again, pick out the colors, the packages, whatever you want. But it's like, it's not here where you have to look at 15 shades of red. It's like, we have four packages. Which one do you want? Pick one. Well, it's very simple.
You've been there and you've done it. So I can imagine the awesome flowers in Mexico
and
Jamaica.
They're so pretty.
So different.
They are. I had a destination wedding in 2012 in Jamaica. And I really just showed up. I didn't do anything. I mean, I just said, I'll take the blue package, number four, and you just do the rest of it. And they were these just gorgeous flower arrangements, and they moved them to the tables when we had the dinner. So we didn't have to order all of these extra table decors because they were able to move things around, and they are just always in bloom and in season. And they're, it's a gorgeous backdrop. You don't really need much more than that.
But somebody's doing it, is it a menu that they pick from as far as what they want?
You can do whatever you want. In some cases, some people just do like a two-hour cocktail party afterwards and they don't have a dinner. Some people really want a much more intimate, customized, plated menu and then have a bonfire on the beach afterwards. Yeah. I mean, you can really make this as simple or as elegant and extravagant as you want.
Sometimes we have to have a conversation with a bride and say, you might not be the perfect candidate for this. You seem like you're a control freak. You can't
okay,
step
there's
back.
There's probably a different way that
I have a very good friend who was considering a destination wedding, and I knew that she probably wouldn't be a good candidate. And so the question that I asked her was, if you tell them you want purple flowers and you get there and you meet with your wedding coordinator the day before the wedding and they say, ooh, we're out of purple flowers, we're going to have blue flowers tomorrow, would you freak out? She's like, oh, totally. I'm like, well, then you're probably not meant to have a destination wedding.
And that's not a control freak?
You really? I don't know that it's a control freak. I just think, again, it's hard to kind of sometimes get out of that traditional mindset here where everything is so detail-oriented and you have to do things so far in advance. If you are just that bride like I was, where I just wanted to hang out with my friends and family for a week, have a good time on the beach, and just show up, get married, and have a party afterwards, that might be a perfect option for you. Or, like we said in the beginning of the show, if you did originally think you were going to have 200, 300 guests here at home, and now that they're, you know, your venue is putting restrictions on that, you might want it to be a more intimate 30, 40 person wedding event. This might be a good second option for you as well.
We should also point out, we've talked a lot about Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii we've done, but we certainly at Fox are able to help you with Vegas or Florida or any number of places. How about getting married at one of the national parks? All of those things are, how about taking everybody on a cruise and then getting off the ship and getting married in St. Thomas or something like that.
Absolutely.
So all of those things are options that we can talk through with you.
National park.
Yeah.
Really?
We had one in Colorado a couple of years ago, and it was they were very outdoorsy in the backdrop. They had nothing there other than just like a little arch, but they didn't need anything else because it was gorgeous.
I just talked to some skiers that got married in Jackson Hole. I saw the pictures of their wedding, and she said, I wish I would have known Fox could have helped us. It caused me more stress than I wanted. She had a vintage wedding dress. They got married in December in Jackson Hole. Yeah.
Mm.
It can happen.
Ski town.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was a lot of ski bums.
But they wrote a big check for that, too, didn't they?
They wrote a pretty nice check.
That is a big money area there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and that may be something we want to just briefly highlight, too, is that I think lots of times people choose to have a destination wedding because in most cases it is a lot more cost effective. If you're looking at doing something internationally, you can do something for $4,000 to $6,000. If you're looking at the U.S., you still may be paying U.S. prices, so that you know, something to keep in mind too as you're looking at options for where you want to have this wedding.
Go with an expert like Andrea Pratarelli at Fox World Travel. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hey, Rose, we'll talk all about the book club next week. You can still sign up.
Can't wait. Details at foxworldtravel.com. See you in a week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.